And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Luke Hines and I'll be with you for the next hour. Now, I'm a lucky man today, counting my blessings, because I'm joined by quite the dynamic duo, Brody Harper. You are a friend of the House of Wellness family. Good morning, Brody. You feeling fresh?
Good morning. Always feeling fresh, bright and early on a Sunday. My favourite day of the week.
Yeah, me too. Along with pharmacist Leah Bartolotta. Great to have you and good your morning. Expertise here, Leah. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you going? Not feeling good this morning. Looking forward to today's segment.
Now, we hope you are having an incredible start to your Sunday, packed with all the good vibes. We have a jam-packed show, but I want to start, Leah. I've got a joke for you.
Hit
specifically
me.
You.
Why? I'm ready.
Why did the pharmacist walk on her tiptoes?
Tell me.
Because she didn't want to wake the sleeping pills.
So bad. Way too early.
So bad. Now, I assure you there is a reason for this terrible joke. This morning our first topic is looking at bowel cancer and dad jokes. Now, I know it initially sounds like a strange combination, but on this occasion there is a link. It is also National Legends Month for Rural Prostate Cancer, and we encourage all of the guys out there who should be doing this to please get a checkup. Do not wait for a sign or a symptom. Plus, there's a look at the latest research on our sleeping patterns. I love sleep, guys, one of my favourite pastimes, and just what is actually keeping us awake at night. Now, first up, we actually have a special guest. I don't know if you heard any extra laughing in the room, but it's Mark Allen. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you all.
You too. Thanks for being in studio with us. You're a broadcaster, former golf pro, and now the author of Ox and Marco's Dad Joke Book. And you're living with bowel cancer, with proceeds of your book going to Bowel Cancer Australia.
All the proceeds going to Bowel Cancer Australia, and anybody, any store that puts the book in their shop, they're going to make a little bit of money as well. We wouldn't ask them to do it for nothing. But the reason we're doing this, and it's myself, it's a guy called Gavin Dunbar from Pharma Sales, the reason we're doing it is to actually just raise some more money so that we can tell people about bowel cancer symptoms. I do a lot of sportsman's lunches, sportsman's nights, and at the end I always do a little thing on bowel cancer. And I always ask everybody in the room, I say, hey everyone, who can tell me more than one bowel cancer symptom? Normally one or two hands go up in a room full of 500. And to me, that's unacceptable. So unfortunately, Bowel Cancer Australia, and this is going to shock you guys, our total spend to alert people to what these symptoms are is just $200,000, and we use it all in 1 month, Bowel Cancer Awareness Month in June. And it's for the whole country, not for Melbourne. That's for the whole country. So we're shocked. Gavin Dunbar, his life has been affected by bowel cancer as well. He's okay, but someone close to him. And he's gone out on his own and come up with this book idea. And it's, but believe me, it is selling off the shelves already in New South Wales.
Mate, you can hear the passion in your voice. We're going to have a proper in-depth chat with you in just a moment. Coming up after that, we've got Olympic gold medalist and ambassador for rural prostate cancer, Steve Hooker, who shares his own personal journey of two men in his family who have had the disease. Plus, we talk to Charlotte Hill, a wellness expert who gives us some alternatives on how to get a good night's sleep and some info on wellbeing event travelling the East Coast. Next up, Marky Mark, you're in the hot seat. Sportcaster Mark Allen on his journey with bowel cancer, right here on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get EcoStore at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number is 131873, and we are here for the next hour to take your calls on anything. Bowel cancer, prostate cancer, how to eat better, how to move your body, how to think better, how to be just happier inside and out. So give us your calls on any of your health issues. Bowel cancer is one of the deadliest cancers. And then this morning, we are talking to someone many of you would have heard of. He's a radio broadcaster, former professional golfer, and a survivor of this disease. Joining us in the studio is Mark Allen, who has now added author to his long list of achievements with the launch of Ox and Marco's Dad Joke Book. Mark, welcome to our show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Look, I've got to say, I did help this book along as much as I thought. They've used my picture at the front, but Gavin Dunbar from Farmer Sales, he's really the mastermind behind all this.
Now, this has been coined as have a laugh, save a life, with the proceeds going to bowel cancer.
Yeah, look, that's right. And look, everyone likes a dad joke, you know. They're sometimes completely so stupid you don't even move a muscle in your face. Other times they're so bad you have a little giggle. Sometimes they can be actually quite good jokes. So we're really happy to put a little dad joke book together. But it's just really an impulse buy. You know, you see them there. Father's Day is coming up. And like I said before, some of the stores have already put this into place as impulse buys. They're reordering. So that pharmacy... they're already making a little bit of money for themselves. So listen, we're really proud of the book. And the best bit about this book is that in volume 2 and 3, when you have a look at the back, you can be the author. So you can just, you can tag in your own joke. So that's down the track as well. If you want your joke in volume 2, then you can get it done.
Now, Mark, you've had your own journey with bowel cancer. Yeah. How old were you when you were diagnosed and what were your symptoms?
Okay, so when I was 49 years old, I was just getting set. I was going to go back and play some senior tour events. So just here in Australia, I was going to go take their lunch money. So I was going to the gym. I was feeling $1 million, like $1 million. I was breaking records in the gym, Brody. Anyway, when I wiped my bum, I used to see a tiny little red blood, tiny little bit. And I promise you, I was working at Macquarie Sport Radio at the time. My show started at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And I promise, for the amount of red blood that I saw when I wiped my bum, I would never have gone to the doctor if I had a 9-to-5 job. I wouldn't have gone. But because I was looking for things to do, I did. At first, I went in there and my GP misdiagnosed me with hemorrhoids. So that's okay. She was asking me questions, but those questions, I probably answered them incorrectly now that I look back. You know, one of them was, has your bowel movement changed? And because I'd been emptying 3 or 4 times before lunch for a long time, my bowel movement hadn't changed. So I said no to that. And that's probably the reason why she said I had hemorrhoids. 6 months later, I was still bleeding and I was still working at Macquarie Sport Radio, and I thought I'd better go back. You know, this isn't right. And I went back and they booked me in for a colonoscopy. I didn't even know what a colonoscopy was. And everyone must get their colonoscopy late in the year because I had a 2-month wait for that colonoscopy. And this is the most amazing thing. The next day I went to the golf club. There was a doctor over in the corner over there. And the doctor used to own a horse called Snitty Kitty. I used to win a lot of money on Snitty Kitty. So I went over there to ask him about when Snitty Kitty's running next. He's not Dr. Jeffrey Wells. And he said, no, we've put her out to the autumn next year. And just to keep the conversation going, I said, hey, guess what? I'm booked in for a colonoscopy. He said, why? And I told him the story. He said, oh, don't wait. He called Professor Ian Jones, who's the number one here in town. He got me in. I was on a gurney. 3 days later, when I woke up from that colonoscopy, he told me that they'd found a huge tumour in my rectum, 80% on the way up. And that was the start of the journey. 2 days later, I was a stage 4 bowel cancer patient, and I just couldn't believe it because I was feeling, I was jumping out of my skin. So it's been a good story in the end, but it was a big shock at the time.
Now, Mark, for people that don't know, stage 4 bowel cancer is when it's spread to other organs.
Yeah.
And they say with bowel cancer, it has a 5-year survival rate of about 14%.
Yeah.
So what that means, guys, is only 14% of people with stage 4 bowel cancer are likely to be alive in 5 years' time. So I think the message is early intervention and detection is key. How do you feel? Do you feel unbelievably lucky to have met this doctor who got you in early, got you that test so you could start your treatment?
Well, have a listen to this. If that doctor was playing in the morning instead of the afternoon, then I'm dead. If Snitty Kitty was a slow horse, I'm dead. Because I wouldn't have been asking. I wouldn't have even gone over there. Just some numbers on it. Now, this is why it's so important to know the symptoms. If you catch bowel cancer at stage 1 or 2, it is the easiest cancer to fix. It's almost 100% survival rate, almost. Here's some numbers for you. At stage 3 or 4, it's the biggest killer, like you just said. Now, in this country, males and females aged 25 to 40, bowel cancer is the number one killer in our country. And at 50 plus for males and females, it's number 2. So I just, this is why we've got the book going. Well, we're just trying to alert people what these symptoms are.
Why is it not getting through? Like, you know, what bothers me is we talk about these stats on the TV show, on the radio show. Yeah. You are here living, and I use that word really mindfully, living proof. Where's the disconnect?
Look, I don't want to sound this. I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but you know, we haven't got a Glenn McGrath amongst us, you know, for the big day that we see in the second test or the test in Sydney. And the other one is, when people tell their story, we're talking about wiping bumps. It's just not a good one. But like I said, it's the number one killer for 25 to 40 year olds, men and women in this country.
And I believe you worked through the whole time while you were going through this. Yeah. What was that like?
Well, look, my doctors, again, they just told me to keep working if I could. So, you know, I had a colostomy bag on my tummy. That was really, that was yuck, you know. And I say that knowing that there are a lot of people out there probably listening to this program who have colostomy bags attached to their stomach. And going through the chemo and everything else, it was really difficult. But I'm really glad I did, because otherwise I would have been sitting at home worrying. And I think getting out and doing things, and I know you guys talk about movement a lot, getting out, being active, doing things, trying to be normal was really, really important, Brody, for my recovery.
Now, bowel cancer, if found early, they say that 90% of cases can be successfully treated. So going back to, you know, early detection. Now, eligible Australians aged between 50 and 74 are actually mailed a free screening test.
Yeah.
And they're asked to do that every couple of years. Now, in July 2023, only 40.9% of those people actually return the kit. So, Mark, how do you feel about that statistic? You're a father. You've got a couple of kids. You're a husband.
Yeah.
You've battled stage 4 bowel cancer. How does that stat make you feel? And what can you tell people listening?
Yeah. Well, look, unfortunately, you know, with a lot of the other cancers, you feel sick. But with bowel cancer, you don't feel sick. I mean, so many people actually have had a tumour in their bowel somewhere, and it just sits there for a long time and slowly spreads. So you could have had bowel cancer in your system for 3 or 4 years and not know. Now, the test kit that is sent, that just detects blood in your stool. So, you know, wiping your bum and seeing a tiny bit of blood, then you'd probably be positive for those test kits. We've been to Canberra recently trying to get the test kit lowered to 45. You know, I think probably 40.
And even
I think there should be an ad campaign that, you know, maybe you can go and buy one at a chemist.
Well, you can actually buy them privately.
Yeah, so if you want to do that, or if you're, you know, a little bit concerned, if you've got bowel cancer in your family, and then if you're not buying a test kit at a young age, then you're not looking after yourself.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Through the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program, Aussies aged 50 to 74 are sent a free bowel cancer screening test every 2 years. These at-home tests are designed to pick up microscopic amounts of blood in your poo, and they beat cancer before it's begun, and people who receive them need to do them. The aim is to try and prevent cancers, not find and cure them. So,
yeah, just a word on that too. Now, this is really, really important. So if you don't listen to anything else, this is a big one. I've got my best friend, his name is Mark as well. He had a sister who got bowel cancer. Now, when I got sick, he did the test kit, and he was negative with the test kit. 2 years later, his sister got bowel cancer. And I said to him, I said, hey, listen, man, one of the symptoms for bowel cancer is actually having it in your family. I said, you should go and get a colonoscopy. So he went and got a colonoscopy, and they found a polyp. Now, these polyps are easily removed. They found a polyp that looked very, very likely and was ready to go. So he actually passed the test kit that was sent to him, but because he went and had a colonoscopy, he now doesn't have bowel cancer. Because they just snipped, you know, if you have a colonoscopy, they can snip the polyps away in the same journey. So they can have a look. If you've got no polyps, you wake up, everything's good. If you do have a few polyps, they cut them off and you wake up and everything's good.
So the message is, if it's in your family history, book yourself in.
Book yourself in for a colonoscopy.
Mark, it would be remiss of me to have you here and not hear your favourite dad joke. Fire
yes,
away.
Please,
come on.
Look, I don't think this one's in the book, but a guy walks into an office and he's got a carrot in each ear and a pea in each nostril. And he looked at the doctor and said, Doc, I'm not feeling very well. And the doctor said, well, you're not eating right.
Now, guys,
I like that one.
A big thanks to Mark Allen. Thank you for sharing your story today.
Pleasure, guys.
And you can buy your book, Oxen Marco's Dad Joke Book, for $13.95 through this website, or find out where it's stocked. Go to dadjokebook.com.au.
And if you want it in your store, farmersales.net.au. Order a big box of them, and like I said, you'll make some money yourself, and hopefully you can cure some bowel cancer out there.
You're Mark, awesome, Mark.
You're
thanks.
A legend.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll have more of the House of Wellness coming up right after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Make the right choice for your body and the environment with Wonderlust Plant Omega 3 Supplement, a clear choice for those seeking a high-strength vegan alternative. These plant-powered capsules support brain and heart health and ensure no fish are harmed in the process. You'll also be glad to know it's breastfeeding and pregnancy-friendly. Support your body with Wonderlust Plant Omega 3, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cetaphil at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and please phone us on 131 873 if you have any health concerns, or it may even be a vitamin that you're curious about, a new way of exercising, what you should do when you wake up to be feeling your absolute best. So make sure you keep those calls coming in. 131 873. We are here to take them, ready to rock and roll. But guys, I don't know about you, when I'm walking around the supermarket lately, there are some of my faves, like some of my favourite items where I'm going to reach for it and I go, nah, because of the cost of living crisis that
it's
so
wild.
Many of us are feeling.
Hasn't it increased?
How are you guys feeling?
100%. It's been mind-blowing lately to see just how much things have gone up. Instead of being down on it, I've really tried to use it as an opportunity to vary up my diet.
Yes.
So I've started introducing things that I kind of just didn't go to, was never a go-to.
Yeah.
To see what's on special this week, what can I buy this week? And because of that, our daily diet's varying so much, which ultimately is better for our health anyway.
And you surprise yourself at how delicious foods that you don't normally lean into are. And from a health perspective, guys, I'm often talking about nutrient diversity. And even someone in the health space like me, I get into a routine of cooking the same things with the same ingredients and the same vegetables, looking for what's on sale, looking for those veggies that aren't visually perfect, but buying them because they're cheaper. They taste exactly the same.
They do.
Leah?
For me, I've actually gravitated to the farmer's market.
Oh, hello.
The farmer's market is great. A, fresher. B, cheaper. But you're also supporting local. So that's my little tip. That's what we've been doing. So the farmer's market's great.
I don't want people to be afraid of tinned or frozen foods because you're not losing any nutrient diversity or density by having it preserved either in a tin or in the freezer. You get longer shelf life out of it. So if you don't use it all, you can put it back to where it came from. But also it is a much more economical way to eat. And I'm enjoying mixing things up in a way that just feels delicious but functional, saving money and just being sure that you still make mindful choices that are good for your health. You read the labels, just be mindful of what you're choosing, but also a good for your budget as well. Now, I wanted to keep your calls coming through today, guys. 131 873. We've got Beatrice in North Curlcurl. Good morning, Beatrice.
Look, I slept late and I woke up, and the thing that woke me up was somebody talking about bowel cancer. And I haven't even had my coffee because I leapt out of bed and said, this is my chance to say something that I've been meaning to say for a long time. I have never received a bowel cancer test because it was started after I was 74 years old. I am now 84 years old. And for the last 10 years, I have gone and paid to buy the Rotary's test, and I have done it usually every couple of years, which I try to do because I recognize the importance of that. I was happy to do that until I heard on a program such as yours a couple of years ago that 60% of those tests are thrown away. And that is what infuriates me. Number one, why is it that if cancer is supposed to be an old people's disease, that that they decide that people over 74 shouldn't be getting them? Is it because, you know, it's time for us to die anyway and will cost too much? I applaud the fact that you're campaigning to try to get younger people to get those tests, because it's appalling that younger people are getting it. But why? Please say at the same time, how come people over 74 aren't getting them? There should be no upper age limit on that test.
Good morning, Beatrice. Leah here. How are you going? Look, we absolutely agree with you there. I think the motion this morning was to firstly create awareness, but also to hopefully, you know, poke a few people in the right spots and get the age changed. But you can actually call a number. So if you write this down, it's 1-800-627-701. You can actually ring them, tell them that. My knowledge is that they may send you one for free, but it's certainly worth a call. And thank you so much today for your call. But we're absolutely in agreement with you. We wish we could get this test for free for everyone.
When we talk about this topic, whether it's from a guest or ourselves or people calling, there is so much passion, and it is so important that we do talk about it. Make sure you give us a call this morning for any health questions. The number is 131 873. And next up, new research on what's keeping us up at night, right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you face the world with Cetaphil, they do the skincare and you do you. Like Sunday Ariyang, Australian and international netball superstar, she's always on court doing fast feet, hands up and chest passes, and her skin gets dry. Sunday faces the world with Cetaphil's optimal hydration range with hyaluronic acid. The skin replenishing water gel hydrates her skin for 72 hours so Sunday can chase those goals. Sunday gets dermatologist tested Cetaphil for a great price. Every day at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wonderlust at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You are listening to the House of Wellness. And be sure to phone in 131 873. We've got Leah and Brody here. We're here to answer any questions about a vitamin or mineral you've been curious, or whether you should be trying that or implementing into your life. And Brody, you're here. Any health, fitness, nutrition questions, we would love to take those as well. The quality of our sleep this year has decreased for more than half of us. A recent consumer research report commissioned by the vitamin and supplement company Wonderlust has found. Joining us on the line is Charlotte Hill, a wellness expert from Wonderlust. Welcome to the show, Charlotte. Good morning.
Thanks so much, Leah, Luke and Brody. It's great to be here.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. What are the main causes cited in this very recent research for our general lack of quality of sleep?
Yeah, look, I don't think it's immune to anyone at the moment, because we're all under financial pressure in this economic climate. We continue to see that in the news so much this year. We're also seeing that stress-induced habits are revealing, are coming from watching TV, unhealthy use of screen time, and poor eating actually are the biggest culprits. And we know that comes from eating too much too much sugary foods, but also having caffeine and a negative association with alcohol.
We understand that one of the nine pillars of health is sleep. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Sleep is one of the pillars of a healthy life. When we sleep, the body repairs and rejuvenates itself, with adults who we know should be aiming for between 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night.
Charlotte, when we think of supplements, we often think of tablets, don't we? But there is a range of cold-pressed liquid herbals. Now, what are these? How are they different or better to tablets, if you like, with regards to helping us get a great night's sleep? Tell us more.
Yeah, look, there is. There's a range of sleep support that comes from cold-pressed liquid herbals. These are minimally processed and they're free from synthetic ingredients, which are actually meaning that they can also be rapidly absorbed by the body, which, when I think about them, you know, when you're taking a tablet or a capsule, it's got to take time to break down in your system before you go to sleep. So you've got to remember to take it, you know, 30 to 60 minutes before you go to bed. Whereas with a liquid, you can actually pop it into your mouth, and because it's rapidly absorbed, you can probably take it just a quick, just before you go to sleep, so it'll help you faster. These are also made from traditional Western herbal ingredients like hops and California poppy as an example, and they are made up from the roots, the flowers and the herbs, and then they're steeped and turned into cold-pressed liquid herbal supplements.
Can you tell us, how important is it to spend time investing in our health and self-care along with, you know, a big topic considering the planet?
Yeah, look, I think it's a huge topic, and it's something that Wanderlust is really proud of, the work that we do. All of our ingredients are ethically sourced and very consciously created. So for us, believing in the impact of climate change, we go around and we make sure we're sourcing our ingredients sustainably. It also comes down to the packaging that we use. All of the labels on our bottles, they're actually able to be disintegrated so that they have no impact on the planet. And it's the same with all of our bottles. Everything that we use, from the ingredients we source to how it goes onto shelf, is really sustainable. And I think when we look at how, and I didn't talk about this, but one of the pillars of stress at the moment is the fact that there is climate change and it's weighing on everyone. And so I think consumers have the ability to make a choice around helping the planet in such small ways, which can be the things that they put in the body, but also how they spend their money.
And Charlotte, what should we look for when buying a supplement?
I think the big thing for me is when you're looking to buy a supplement, it's actually no different from when you shop for food or you shop for skincare products, as an example. So I know that when people are looking, you really want to be able to turn over the package and you want to look for the ingredients. Some of the things that you might be looking for are things that say that they're vegan friendly or they use the word nothing artificial. You look for supplements where you can see all of the ingredients on the packaging. And this is a little bit different to food or some skincare products. This is whereby the category doesn't actually require all of the ingredients to be listed on the packaging. So some brands, including Wanderlust, make the choice to put all of the ingredients that we use, the active and non-active ingredients. And if you're confused, you can actually go to the TGA website, and for each product, you can look up to see what ingredients have been included if you're not comfortable reading the packaging.
Charlotte, such valuable information. Now, I understand that the Wanderlust True North events are going to be coming in Sydney, Melbourne and sunny Gold Coast up near me. So I just want to let people know that they can get tickets to these events at Wanderlust, wanderlust.com.au. What can we be looking forward to there, Charlotte?
Yeah, we're so excited to be touring Xavier Rudd, who's headlining our True North event in September. So we're coming to Melbourne on the 16th of September, the Gold Coast on a Thursday night, the 21st of September, which I think is awesome because it's school holidays. So if you're in Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane and you're going to be in the Goldie, there's a fun family-friendly event there for you, and Sydney on the 23rd of September. We've designed these to really focus on four pillars: growth, wellness, impact and practice. And by that, we believe that those four pillars are how people can help find their true north, dial into their internal compass, to know that you can kind of continue to edge forward through learning and growing and connecting. Because I think one of the big things around stress is actually coming together and forming real meaning life connections. So Xavier Rudd is headlining, so there's a full-blown friendly, family-friendly Xavier Rudd concert. And when I mean family-friendly, we really mean family-friendly. Kids of all ages are available, invited to come to that with their families. And before that main show, we have an adults-only wellness-focused practice. And so we have the incredible Lola Berry, who's a naturopath, coming to talk. We have Mick Fanning coming to talk about breathwork and PTSD and yoga. We have Nick and Melissa Ambrosini, who will be doing live music to yoga. So it's a really extraordinary event, nothing that's on in the Australian market. And we really invite everyone to come and get involved, because ticket prices, we've designed these to ensure that they add no financial stress to families in this time.
How incredible. Charlotte, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with the Wanderlust True North events. We'll be going right to your calls right after this break, 131-873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Make the right choice for your body and the environment with Wanderlust Plant Omega 3 supplement, a clear choice for those seeking a high-strength vegan alternative. These plant-powered capsules support brain and heart health and ensure no fish are harmed in the process. You'll also be glad to know it's breastfeeding and pregnancy-friendly. Support your body with Wanderlust Plant Omega 3, available at Chemist Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Prostate cancer is one of the leading causes of death in men, yet often it can go undetected. Joining us on the line is Steve Hooker, an Olympic gold medalist and ambassador for the not-for-profit charity Rural Prostate Cancer. Welcome to the show, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Now, you're an ambassador for Rural Prostate Cancer and have a personal story with this.
I do, yeah. Both my grandfather and my dad both were diagnosed with prostate cancer. My grandfather died with prostate cancer, and my dad, through early detection, had successful treatment. So we've got the good and the bad in our family on that side of things, but it certainly means it'll most likely play a part in my life.
I was going to say, now that you have this information, what does that mean for your consideration of your own health and regular checkups?
Well, I've actually had regular checkups even in my 30s, knowing the high risk that I have in my family. But I just I turned 40 last year, and that means given I've got a family history, I'm certainly in the category that should be getting regular checkups through my 40s. If you don't have regular checkups, you sort of can start thinking about that a bit more in your 50s rather than your 40s. But I'd recommend as early as possible.
Steve, there were nearly 25,000 men estimated to be diagnosed last year with prostate cancer. And just to put that all into perspective, guys, that's nearly 68 men a day, and that number is alarming. Can you tell us how important are regular checkups? And I know you've already said the age, but reinforce it. How old should you be when you start getting your prostate checked?
Yeah, so if you've got a family history, definitely in your 40s. There are some early diagnoses, so you've got to get onto it, stay on it through that period of time, even though you feel like you're bulletproof at that time of your life. And for anyone else, if you don't have a family history, definitely in your 50s, you want to be having regular checkups.
Steve, I think things are changing for us blokes, but do you think that these days men still don't like to talk about or consider their health enough?
Yeah, I think so. I think we talk about things that we like. We happen to talk about our bodies, our gym workout, our diet, all of those sorts of things. Our prostate's not that much fun to talk about, or the negative side of our health is not that much fun to talk about. So it is something we've got to change. If we want to have longevity in our lives, we've got to make sure we're not just looking after the upside, the positive things, but also the potential risks we face.
What do you think we can do to start getting men to listen about this?
Well, Rural Prostate's mission is to raise awareness, and it's about like protecting the legends in your life. So this is not just about, you know, the people who need to go and get checked, so men in their 40s, 50s or above, but it's about those in their families actually asking those questions. Hey, Dad, hey, Grandpa, hey, Uncle, have you had your prostate checked recently? Like, are you looking after yourself? We want to have you around for a long time in our lives. We want you looking after yourself.
Steve, it is such an important topic, and we've had so many callers today about what we've been talking about in regards to cancer as a whole. And if there's anything, it's to talk about it more, to bring it to the awareness, but also to take action as early as possible. Now, we don't often have someone on our show that has achieved Olympic gold, especially in track or field event. What are your thoughts on that time back in Beijing in 2008, mate?
Oh, amazing time for me. I think when you put something in the calendar and you've got a big goal that you're trying to achieve, and then the opportunity presents itself, and then you take that opportunity, it's just an incredible experience. It's something I look back on really fondly, super fun time. But most of all, I look back now that I've been retired for sort of 12 years. I just look back on the time of being able to push myself and train, and I really love that period of my life, and look back on it fondly.
Yeah, Steve, it has been so great to have you on today, and it's currently National Legends Month. If anyone would like to find out about an event, make a donation, buy a raffle ticket or one of your famous bucket hats, they can head to ruralprostatecancer.org.au. Thanks for joining us today. We'll have right more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Relieve sleeplessness with Swiss UltiBoost sleep tablets from Chemist Warehouse. It's formulated with valerian and hops, traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to assist with mind relaxation. Simply take one or two tablets before bed to support healthy sleeping patterns. Choose Swiss UltiBoost sleep, 100 tablets from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wonderlust at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thank you for joining us this morning on the House of Wellness. And don't forget, you can catch us on your TV screens Fridays at 2 p.m. and Sundays at midday. So don't miss the show today. We've got so much in there. We've got recipes. We've got lifestyle tips. Hey, Jackie Felgate gets her feet read by an English foot reader. I'm tuning in just for that. But guys, I've got a little bit of a breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't often talk about this on radio. I had a date last night and it was perfect. So tomorrow I think I'll have a fig.
Oh no.
Okay, so I was leaning into a dad joke. Brody, what's
Luke,
your best?
You went with a bad dad joke, which is good in itself. I'll go fitness. Why did the bicycle fall over?
Yeah.
It was too tired.
Oh! Boom-ching.
All right, I've got one. What did the candle say to the other candle?
Oh, go.
Do you want to go out tonight?
You know what, guys? It's at that time of the show where I realise that Sundays are always a little bit sad, but the day before is a sadder day. Now, guys, thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week. Thank you for your calls. Sorry we didn't get to them. Have a beautiful day. Thanks, guys.
Bye.